This is a replay of the Wednesday night, May 17th WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoIP for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We've got 3 hours to spend together, and I hope you'll join me. I hope I'll give you a reason to do that. 888-876-5593. We're going to talk to Akron newsman extraordinaire, retired now Larry States, in a moment about something that I had planned to bring up at the beginning of the show today. And let me go back 50 years and say that 50 years ago right now, I was promoting records. And that required flying to a lot of different locations and renting cars. And my biggest problem was finding cars with FM radios, because 50 years ago, you had a couple markets where FM penetration was already so strong that you couldn't ignore it, period. It was on the precipice of being strong everywhere, yet there were still a lot of markets where AM held the day, even for top 40 radio. But for some, for especially the areas without terrain, the Houstons, the Miamis, FM was already a big factor. And car rentals, whether it's Hertz or Avis or Budget at the time, were the big three. They didn't seem to think that this was a necessity. And so I used to joke. I'd say, well, I'm renting an FM radio with a car attached to it. Invariably, it would turn out to be a Lincoln and from Budget or something like that, because the standard sedans, they didn't have it. And I used to just gripe all the time of, you know, when are they going to make it mandatory that FM is on all car radios? Well, they didn't have to make it mandatory. It did it itself over the years. And, of course, now today, you rent a car, I don't care if it has 50,000 miles on it, you know, it's ready to be retired and sold on the used market. You punch up the presets and you figure, oh my God, AM, they're still 1700 and 540. In other words, nobody set them. And, you know, I've moaned about that for a long time. But earlier this year, when Ed Markey, the senator from Massachusetts, wrote to all of the car manufacturers demanding that they outline what they were going to do regarding AM radio in cars, the answers he got were somewhat stunning. Now, we had already known that the Teslas of the world had pretty much said, no, we can't put AM in the cars, the cars will blow up. Not really, but it was close to that. You know, their excuses were absolutely laughable. But when Markey wrote, sadly, there were the majority, BMW, Ford, Mazda, Polestar, Rivian, Tesla, Volkswagen, Volvo, all admitted that, yes, they were removing AM from at least some of their vehicles. And they actually were somewhat proud about this. Well, now it's come out, and this is wonderful news, that we've got 11 legislators, we've got 6 senators, and five representatives who are putting forth legislation that would mandate that manufacturers include AM radio in every new vehicle sold here and put it as an option, not behind a paywall, standard with every vehicle. And it's interesting, this didn't surprise me, actually. Now, a lot of people have been going with the logic, and in fact, Senator Cruz talked about this, of the importance of emergency notification. Ah, well, I think there's another thing that has moved the needle in our favor, and that's that you've got organizations of black lawmakers, for instance, who are noticing, and rightfully so, that, wait a minute, when you look at minority radio, very often you're absolutely looking at AM. And when you're looking at diversity and ownership, very often the first step is AM. So the idea that AM suddenly would become something that was difficult to find, this wasn't sitting well with the diversity crowd, to say the least. And I said, you know, we're going to see some laws put forth here, or regulations, if you will. And this would direct the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to issue a rule requiring AM without extra fees. And, you know, I assume they can fairly easily do that if it passes. Now, of course, the lawmakers will say, well, then we'll increase the price of every car. Well, they are anyway. All right, so that's the preamble. And with that in mind, the guy who has probably researched every bit of it and knows so much more than me is Larry States. So welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you, Larry?
Doing well. I thought that was great news today, and I got my information from Radio Inc., which published the story as soon as they had introduced the legislation.
Yes.
And, you know, this is something that has been... let's put it this way, Robbie. The excuses they're giving are nothing but baloney. You know, as far as not being able to do the shielding for the AM radios...
You don't want to spend a nickel.
We've had other... Yeah, we've had other car makers, a couple of other car makers, say, no problem. You know, we're putting them on our EVs. It's not a problem. And so these other car makers here, I think what they want to do is an extra cost for them, mm-hmm. and they want to spend that money elsewhere on the vehicle, and they just don't, you know, who listens to AM radio anymore? Well, obviously, a lot of people still do. I think 88 to 93% of people have, according to Nielsen, listened to AM radio. And a lot of them in their cars. Morning drive is one of probably the biggest listening segments, where people are on their way to work in the morning and they want to know what's going on. And, you know, they don't have time to sit in front of a television screen at home before they, you know, get in their car and take off.
Of course, in the very major markets that have all news stations, it's hard to believe that people commuting don't at least punch it up. The old give me 22 minutes, we'll give you the world. It doesn't take very long to get the weather and whatever information you need. So, yeah, I think that it absolutely is used. I agree with you that they don't want to spend the extra $5 to shield properly. The excuses, like you say, are just they're so... You know, so off the mark, they're actually laughable. And what I think is, you're right, they don't want to spend the money on it. But the other thing is, they're kind of hoping that people will want AM and will pay more for it. You know, I wouldn't be surprised that you'd see it come back as an extra add-on for more money on the dash. And this act will take that out of their equation.
Yeah, and also I think, too, they're talking about, I know one of the automakers made an excuse, well, you know, they can just, you know, all AM radio stations are streaming anyway,
right.
So,
yeah.
You know, maybe we can stream. Well, yeah, I can see that working when you're going outside a city and you can't get Wi-Fi, you know what I mean, to listen to the station. I don't think that'll work out very well.
Yeah, when I read that, I thought, okay, let's put them in Spearfish, South Dakota at night during a tornado and see how well they fare.
Exactly. But it's encouraging news. And I also, another suggestion was made by another AM radio engineer who said, listen, why don't we get all of the engineers together, the top ones in the country who operate AM radio stations, get them together with the car makers and say, listen, you know, if you can't come up with a solution to this, maybe we can put our heads together and come up with one that will be cost effective, yet will allow people to listen to AM radio, you know, in the cars in the future. So, you know, that's another suggestion that's been made.
It's interesting you say that, and WGN has a terrific chief engineer, Bill Murdoch. He's just wonderful. But in some ways, they are the exception, because more and more you're seeing that the big groups might have one engineer in a market, or might even fly them in if the market isn't sufficiently large. Also, I've noticed, and this is a real problem for radio engineers for the future, is most of the guys coming up are basically coming from an IT point of view, and are being hired that way too. And the idea of RF engineers and transmission engineers, you're not seeing as many, which is something the industry itself needs to address, and I think is trying to, but it worries me overall. The other thing along the same lines is, radio better step up to the plate and offer the content. Because, you know, it's been easier for a lot of these stations, even some of them with a lot of wattages, to just say, well, we'll just run syndicated stuff. And meanwhile, they're not even, you know, mentioning the alert. So it's up to radio in part to prove its worth that, yeah, you are going to get the information you're not getting anywhere else.
Well, there's a station, you know, the Akron market here, there's a lot of syndicated programming. Mm-hmm. The station I used to work at does a morning, you know, news magazine right. style show from 6 to 9, and then they play music the rest of the day. And no local news after 1 o'clock, and that, I mean, that's heresy for this station because it used to be, you know, the news authority in town. There's a station over in Youngstown where a former colleague of mine works. They have a morning show, and they have afternoon drive local talk. And they do very well. They use local personalities. They don't use, you know, they don't use network personalities. They use local. They're still doing that, and it's a iHeart-owned radio station, which really surprises me because they've gotten rid of that in a lot of other markets. And this is a, you know, Youngstown's a medium small market.
Yeah, is that
and
is that
they do very well?
Is that KBN 570?
Yeah, WKBN. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. And they are 5,000 watts, but boy, I think they've got like a 6-tower array. It's highly directional, but its daytime signal can be heard literally from Cleveland to Pittsburgh.
Well, we got it here in Akron, like
yeah.
It's a local station.
Yeah,
you
will.
Know,
that's
50
that's
miles
what I mean.
Away from us.
Exactly. So it's an interesting pattern, and I guess it's still Dan Rivers in morning. So. Good.
Yeah, and Ron
good
Burb in the afternoons. So I used to work with Ron years ago when I worked at WHLO in Akron. He was a board operator for us, you know, and then he went on to do talk radio, and he's been there like over 30 years.
Which is great.
KBN.
Great. And that makes such a difference, too, when you can turn on your favorite station and the guy's been there for over 30 years. It's like traveling with a buddy home every afternoon, and that's nice. I think this is very interesting news. I don't know the legality of it because, of course, here will come the car manufacturers and they'll say, you can't do this. But from what I can tell initially, they can do this. They absolutely can do this. So it will be fun to watch.
Yeah, most certainly. And I think what, too, that... You know, in other countries, if they go to Europe and sell cars in Europe, they may not have to put them in the cars there because some of those countries have gotten rid of AM radio altogether. But here in the United States, they can mandate cars that are manufactured here or are shipped here from elsewhere have to have that chip in there, whatever it's needed, you know, to get the AM broadcast.
Right. Well, a lot of the European, if not all the European nations, you know, they went to the original DAB scheme, Eureka 447, which has been replaced by another similar system. And it works. It works really well. It takes AM and FM and extrapolates it onto a third band, and it's terrific. And we should have done it here, but because of the economic concerns, no one wanted to lose their stick value and their dial position. We came up with the insane IBOC, and that does nothing for AM radio. That doesn't help either. But yeah, a lot of the European and some of the Asian nations, Japan was quick on Eureka as well, went to that long, long ago. So you're right, they don't have the problem. And when they're turning off AM, it's not the same discussion as us because they have moved to a different band altogether for all radio. And we didn't do that.
AM digital, you know, that was, about a year or two years ago.
Yeah, some of them are doing it.
The FCC, you know, offered that, and I don't know how many stations have really taken advantage of that. I haven't heard any numbers.
Well, I think it's probably, you can count them half a dozen. No, I mean, it's probably double digits, but I'd say it's way short of 100. Of course, hearing it for many people, they don't have a way to receive it. So I think IBOC kind of locked our fate onto FM and AM for the time being anyway, and I don't see that changing in the U.S. It was going to change in Canada. They adopted Eureka, and I thought, yay, okay, good. But after a while, because of course the proximity of the U.S. and all that, they rescinded that, and they too went IBOC, and I don't see it. You know, sadly, that's another thing. Theoretically, the whole concept of digital broadcasting was you would be able to have sub-channels on FM anyway, not on AM really, but where you'd have, you know, niche formats and stuff like that. But anymore, broadcasting companies are using those sub-channels as a way to get a translator into the market on standard FM and doing it all the time. So I don't know how many people are listening to digital radio, FM, or AM as far as that goes, or where they can get the radios. Have you tried lately? It's harder and harder to get the radios.
Oh, most certainly. And the thing about it is, too, what is sort of infuriating to me is there are very few manufacturers. If you get a cheap radio, AM/FM radio anymore, the AM section is terrible.
Yes.
I mean, it's just, you know, the fidelity is horrible. Now, the only radios that really, you know, still specialize in making sure the AM band is, you know, good, sounds good, and receives well is like C. Crane.
Right.
And, you know, thank God for Bob Crane. I'll tell
yes.
you what, his products have been excellent. And then you have Texan, which is a Chinese radio maker. Right. They do a pretty good job. And Sanjin over in Taiwan,
yeah.
They do a good job. They think AM is important for this market, and they put good AM front ends in their radios.
You're right. You're absolutely right. In fact, I'm going to talk about Bob Crane here in a few minutes because I proudly stand behind everything he made, because from the beginning, he was as aghast as we are about what happened to reception. And every one of his radios is dedicated to you will get great AM and great FM reception, period. And like you say, thank God for him on that. Well, this is good news that the government has reacted for whatever reason. I don't care what prompted them to do it. I'm going to watch with a certain amount of mirth as the car manufacturers try to wiggle out of this one.
Well, there was another angle, too, for the car makers I wanted to bring up very quickly here, and that was there has been a lot of backlash from the public on those display screens,
mm-hmm.
the screens that are in cars now.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, a lot of customers have told the car makers, you know, we're not using hardly anything on those. There may be about 10 to 20% of the features that are on them. And a lot of drivers have complained that they like the tactile use of a button.
Yeah.
They can touch a button and something will happen, because when they're driving, a lot of them have said they don't have time to look at the screen and take their eyes off the road.
Exactly.
You know, to find the place on the screen, you know, the touch screen area.
Exactly.
And they say with a button, at least you feel you know where it's at. Once you get familiar with the car, you can go down, you can hit that button if you have to change something.
That's 100%
so
right.
I understand they're going to backtrack on putting those screens in, and they may not emphasize them as much in the future.
I hope you're right about that, because that's one of my gripes, too, is if you're able to see the screen, you're not seeing the road, period. And the other thing with some of these screens, yes, if you work hard enough, you can dim them enough, but they're bright as hell. They can obscure vision if you don't sit there and, fine-tune that, so to speak. So I agree. I mean, backup cameras are lovely. We all would love them, but the idea that you're going to have so much information that the road be damned, that's a danger, and I hope that the government will look at that as well.
Yeah, the screens keep getting bigger and bigger now.
Yeah.
You know, and they have 10-inch and 12, and some of the trucks now, and SUVs have 14-inch screens. I mean,
yeah.
That takes up a lot of space on the dashboard, and it's distracting, even though it's fairly close to the steering wheel, but it's supposed to be in the middle, and it just pops up there, and it actually obscures some of the vision, out front.
Oh, absolutely. And, it's interesting that you go back enough years and cars used to sell as an advantage. You can change the stations with your foot. It was right next to where the bright light pedal was down there, the button. And or you could change it right on the steering wheel, which I guess you still can in a lot of models. But the whole idea was you wouldn't have to look. And now it's you'd better look. And I don't know what they're thinking. So it's going to be interesting.
Well, they figured they could charge more money for the cars because they could pack that technology in there,
yeah.
And say, hey, look at all of the technological improvements we've made here, and the price of the car goes up to pay for
right.
it.
Right. No, I'm sorry. It's not a computer on wheels. It's still a car. I'm so glad to hear from you, Larry. I hope you'll call me again soon.
Yeah, as I said, I've been watching the, especially the AM battle here, and this is extremely good news, and hopefully
yes.
in the future it'll save the band or help in some way.
I certainly am with you there. I'll watch it. You will, too, and I hope to hear from you soon. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so Larry States, Akron. Yes, man, when it comes to news royalty and radio in Akron, it doesn't get better than Larry. All right, so 888-876-5593. Well, it is the 17th of May, and Eduardo's made the move, so we'll hear about that. We'll hear from Lisa and Dundee. And before we move along, we were talking about the Sea Crane Company, and I'm so glad that Larry brought it up. The CC Radio Solar. All right, like I say, with Bob Crane, he got into this business because he was a radio fan and was aghast at how bad reception was and figured, I can do better, and boy, does he. Every radio he makes has terrific AM and FM reception, period. And a number of other features, too, like the CC Radio Solar. It is the best emergency radio ever because You don't need electricity. You don't need batteries. You don't need solar. If all else fails, you hand crank it for about 30 seconds. It'll play for 30 minutes. So you're never without radio and you're never without a light because it's got a built-in flashlight. Now, if you set it on the windowsill, oh man, it'll use that solar power and play for hours and hours. But like I say, even when all else is lost, you hand crank it, it's going to work. It's really neat. It's about the size of a brick. It's got a nice design. It's got 5 one-touch memories with superior reception and excellent audio that you will enjoy. In addition to terrific AM and FM, it's got the weather band and weather alerts, and as I mentioned, a flashlight. So when normal communication is down, oh man, the CC Solar will save you. Go to ccradio.com anytime, ccradio.com, and read all about the CC Radio Solar. Or give them a call, 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-TUNE. They don't outsource it. They're there 24 hours a day. They'll tell you all you want to know. They can, you can order by phone, too. But the best experiences go online. ccradio.com. You tell them Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio.
Out of sight, out of mind. So the story goes, you forgot I exist. Out of sight, out of mind. You found someone new, but I can't change my love the way that you do.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and those are the 5 keys. Yeah, such good stuff. Capitol Records, 1956, Out of Sight, Out of Mind, and Stephanie and Madison wanted to hear it. Happy to do it. All right, so we made the move, and Eduardo in Tampa Bay, welcome to WGN Radio.
Yeah, well, it's been a good 2 days. Rented a car. Speaking of rental cars, I got a 23 Toyota Corolla hybrid, and I'm driving along and it does an auto brake. I go like, oh my god, I got somebody behind me, it's doing auto brake, and what if the guy hits me from the back? But thankfully nothing's happened so far.
Now, did it do auto brake because it thought you were too close to the person in front of you? I mean, what triggered it?
I mean,
what triggered it? That's scary to me.
Yeah, I don't think I was close. But I found it odd.
Was there anything else that could have triggered it?
No.
See, then that's
weird.
That's scary as all get out. You know, it'd be one thing if you were fairly close to the guy in front of you and auto brake engaged. I say, well, but what you're saying is no. I was
There's
not.
It's like a beeping. Yeah, there's like a beeping sound when you get close.
Well, if you weren't close and nothing was around and it decided to auto brake, that's about the time I'd say, I'm changing cars.
Right. Well, I'm only having it till Friday.
Yeah.
I'll be eventually getting the Kia Forte back next week. So.
Right. Okay, so let's talk. All the stuff got loaded, okay?
Yeah, the truck came today.
Unloaded, okay. So everything arrived.
Yeah, and I still got some stuff in the front and the back, but I'll, you know, with time, you know, get everything. I got to get a medicine cabinet because I don't have one.
All right.
And I got to put insulation up in the attic.
Sure.
They did the termite fumigation, obviously, but I got to do that insulation, so...
Okay.
You know, a couple of mini projects to do.
Oh, sure. Well, that's fine. But, I mean, your stuff all arrived in one piece and it's there.
Yep.
And how was the drive down?
Why flew.
Oh, you flew?
Driven, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I flew. Yeah, I haven't driven yet. Yeah.
Okay, so because you were you were asking me about whether you should take I-65, so you didn't do anything. You flew.
Yeah, I flew. So I'm coming back anyways because I always go to that restaurant show the weekend before Memorial Day. So it's coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
So I can fetch the car when that gets done. I'm going to come back on a Monday because I don't want to come back on a weekend in case I get into trouble.
Okay.
Because everything's closed on Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to start driving back on the Monday.
Okay. Well, good. It's all good. So, first impressions?
Yeah. I mean, people are nice. I haven't had any incidents. I mean, I jumped in front of somebody, but they didn't like that. But that's about it.
Okay. Well,
I mean, I only did that because I had to make a turn on Dale Murray's.
Uh-huh. Dale Mabry, yes. Okay.
Yeah, because what happened is since the stuff didn't come in until today, I had to stay at a hotel.
Okay.
Obviously, because, you know, we didn't have beds. So
right.
We stayed at the hotel yesterday and then came back to the house this morning ready for the truck. And they came about 9:30, 10 o'clock this morning.
Great. All right. Well, I don't think you could have asked for a better move.
Yeah. So we'll see how it goes, you know, as we progress here. With more time here, so
yeah. All right. Well, now
I don't want to get too.
I was going to say, have you tried to listen?
Don't get too cocky and start like just driving anywhere. I mean, I know my. Obviously, I have help with the internet and Google Maps, but I mean, I've been to St. Petersburg and Clearwater before, but
right.
I don't want to get too cocky and start just driving all over.
You'll know it when you're over there. There's a bunch of water between you and it. So.
Yeah.
If you make a wrong turn, you'll know where you're going. Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, it helps with looking at the Google Maps before you start hitting the pedal.
Okay.
So you know where your destination is, then here.
Yeah.
Refer to that as a guide.
Yeah.
What route you're going to take.
Well, you're close to Ybor City. You can easily find plenty to eat.
Yeah, I've been there before, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Armature Works is a nice food hall over there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I've been to those places. So
good.
I'll come back and visit them.
Oh, I bet you will, yes.
I find St. Petersburg to be the best, although even though I took residence in Tampa, but I find St. Petersburg to be more of the entertainment center out of all three of them.
Now, that's really interesting because traditionally, traditionally the issues were Hillsborough County, which is Tampa, and and Pinellas County, which is St. Pete and Clearwater. And because of the huge amount of retirees in Pinellas County, they pretty much voted down everything. That's why if you look and you look for, you know, Busch Stadium or you look for whatever venue, you know, it's all Tampa, Tampa, Tampa.
Yeah.
Because Hillsborough was willing to take it on where Pinellas wasn't. So traditionally, you would not think of Pinellas, or not necessarily Pinellas Park, but St. Petersburg, as being the entertainment. So something has changed there.
Yeah.
And, of course, it may not have anything to do with voting and tax money and all that. It might just have been a natural progression of private business. And so that's hot. And, of course, downtown Clearwater, well, that's become all Scientology.
Yeah, well, I found it more like the beachy.
Yeah.
Beachy type, which I rather, I mean, it's okay, but I don't want to be there all day.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, St. Pete's got the Dolly Museum. They got a nice pier. They got nice restaurants in downtown St. Pete. So.
Well, good. Well, you're not far. That's what Dale Mabry will get you right there.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw the, there's a nice Corvette shop. I forgot to mention that last time I was walking there.
Oh, yeah.
A nice Corvette shop, right? On Del Murray and 275.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I thought about you when I passed that up.
Uh-huh.
I got to mention that to Raleigh.
Yeah, absolutely. So that sounds good. Right on.
I'm sorry to hear about Scotty. I heard about it on Monday and Tuesday. Passed out probably because of the trip over here. But I'm wide awake today.
Well, good. And how's your mom doing?
She's in her room sleeping. Usually, I'm like the one that's awake into the. Check this out. I would be riding the in the basement. I'd be riding the bicycle around the basement because it's big enough for all that. And then I used to do archery inside too.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the your show and some radio music, whatever. But now it's a little bit tough because I don't have a basement now. But that's okay. I can go on the street and ride a bike.
Yes. Well, no, you will not have basement. The water tables are much too high for that.
Oh, and you heard that in the background. I forgot to mention. So I'm a block away from a train. I thought I was done with that because over there in my city worker neighborhood at Midway Airport, we can get caught up in the train a couple of different ways.
Uh-huh.
You hear the horn in the background. That's a train passing by.
Yeah, well,
it's about a block from my house.
There's always a Tampa Union Station, so yeah, the trains have to go somewhere, and then you've got CSX and everybody else, so yeah. Well, good. It sounds like all is well.
Yeah, just one more thing. I am not going to any store that does not have a attendant at a register. Like, I went to one of the Walmarts over here, and one of them is automated, and another one has both, so... I'm going to the one that has both.
Well, I don't blame you. Increasingly, though, you don't get a choice. It depends, you know, where you are on that. But there are several grocery stores I know where they just don't have checkers anymore. And then it also depends on the hours. I know at Target, sometimes there'll be no checkers, even though they have plenty of checkout lines, just no one manning them. It's all self-serve. And then other times they will have checkers. So it also depends on time of day.
Publix. Which is the Florida institution.
Oh, yes.
They have both, so.
Yes, Publix is absolutely based in Florida and privately owned. Mm-hmm. I think the woman passed away recently.
I like them, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been there when I've done previous Florida trips. I always liked them.
Yeah, well, they've been around, like you say, forever, and they're, based right there. And like I said, I think she died. I'm trying to think of what her name was, but I would assume it's still family ownership. So
I like the deli. I'd gotten sandwiches there, and I got one for mom, and she liked it too. So
yeah, it was the Jenkins family, what it was, and I'm pretty sure
the Jenkins family.
Yeah,
okay,
Jenkins, and they're based in Lakeland, which isn't all that far from you.
Lakeland.
Yeah, and I think when she died, it went to employee ownership. So that's the deal. I think they're the largest employee owned in America. You know, for grocery stores. So, but I'm trying to think of what her first name was, but I'm pretty sure she died. In any event, yeah, it's there, and I bet you will get checkers because, as employee owned, they're probably not about to say that they won't. And I've heard that they're the largest employee owned company in the world, but I don't know if that's true. I certainly know they're largest owned grocery chain that's a private.
Wow.
Yeah, for employee owned, because most grocery stores today are Kroger's. But John says, I got to go pay bills. So call me again soon and give me an update. Appreciate it.
Yeah, have a good week. Yeah, I'll tell you more weeks to come.
Okay, look forward to it. Thanks. All right. So 888-876-5593. That's 8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio.
Little higher.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. War 1975, number one on the R&B charts. Big top 40 hit as well. And that, of course, Lowrider. And it was Marianne in Chicago said, anything by War. And so I picked that. And it was off the Why Can't We Be Friends album. And Jerry Goldstein was one of the, you know, as in Goldstein, Goddard, Feldman, the people who did all the bubblegum stuff. And who also were, of course, I'm trying to think of the Strange Loves. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So we've got Lisa in Dundee. Welcome to WGN Radio. Oh, wait a minute. Don't go away, Lisa. Stay right where you are. All right. So Lisa's going to stay right. And I'll stay right where I am because John said, you gotta shut up right about now. But we have 2 more hours to talk, and I'm hoping I'll be talking to you coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. The Gap Band, 1982, Total Experience Records. It was distributed by PolyGram. You dropped a bomb on me, and Johnny D wanted to hear it, so indeed we did. 888-876-5593. Lisa is in Dundee. So, Lisa, what's up tonight?
Oh, I just wanted to, you know, add my condolences about Scotty, and I just wondered if you remember the first time he called you.
No.
And if how long has he been calling?
Well, I think
I've known him since I've been calling, but
right.
That's only like maybe 2 years or
right.
Something.
Right. And since I probably since I was doing the 10-to-1 night show on GM, he's kind of been a fixture there. So I think that's 2020. Whoa, it's a long time ago.
So not as long as I guess I thought it was.
No, he did not. I never heard from him before WGN was running my show.
Oh, wow. I guess it seemed like you guys were so close.
No.
And
never
you know.
Had heard from him. At first, wow. I did some fill-ins on Sunday nights, and it was strange because I had a lot of neat people call. And, you know, they've never called again now that I've done it all the time. But I don't know. I must have said something that ticked them off or whatever. But Scotty was not among them. So, Scotty, I picked up, I think, shortly after I started doing the 10-to-1 Monday through Thursday stuff.
Also, probably about the same time then that I've been calling.
Yeah, I think it was like Labor Day, and would that be 2020, I think? I'm not, you know, it's terrible. Time moves so fast, I don't even remember anymore.
Well, and I just figured, you know, I thought maybe you might remember the first time he called because he's, you know, he was so memorable.
Yeah.
If that's even a word.
Well, memorable is.
Memorable, there you go.
Yeah.
And he always asked for songs that I always thought were done the first time by whoever made it a hit. And then he would request the song by somebody that, you know, recorded it years before.
Right.
And that always surprised me. And the one song that comes to mind is Anna.
Oh, Arthur Alexander.
Arthur Alexander. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I just thought for sure that was just a Beatles song.
Well, believe me, it was Arthur Alexander's lucky day when Anna was
recorded.
Well,
I know when I first heard it by Arthur Alexander, I loved it even more than the Beatles version, so... I just wondered maybe if you could play that sometime. Just
absolutely,
for my, you know,
I would be happy
well.
To. Yeah, it was on Dot originally. Anna, Go to Him was the original title, but it just says Anna on Dot, and that was 1962. So I remember it well.
Oh, yeah. And then the Beatles probably didn't do it then till...
Oh, 64, right. Absolutely.
64 at least,
yeah,
right?
And that was just, like I say, he wrote it. And so that was just a windfall for him.
Yeah. Well, poor guy. I mean, I think you're right. I think he's listening. I think he's trying to call. You have to get, you know, some kind of... Talk to Bob Crane, see if he can get...
Right, a radio for that, I don't know. Probably have to have Julie Ryan on again to do that. In fact, I'm going to make it a point to do that because Julie does talk to people who are no longer here. And, of course, Marianne does too, but they're earthbound, and we don't want Scotty to be earthbound. So
no, right.
Yeah, so I'll...
Oh, wouldn't that be fun if she could somehow...
Yeah, I'll bet you Julie could, so... I need to be back in touch with her.
Because, you know, if he could at all get in touch
with
you, he would have, you know, no matter if he was, you know, in the hospital or not, he always...
Oh, I know, but so. I feel so bad because, like I say, he died on the 9th of February, and from the 2nd to the 9th, I wasn't on the air because of John's stroke,
no.
So,
yeah.
You know.
And, you know, I thought about that, and I thought, well, if he thinks... something happened to you, maybe that's why he didn't call in, but I don't think so, because you were off before for other reasons.
And, absolutely. And
he always called back.
And he would leave phone messages, too, during the day, and I didn't get any from him in quite a while. So I was very worried because, as you know, he wasn't doing too well, and then they changed his insurance plan, and that really worried me, and... You know, all I can say is he's in a much better place now, but we're a big loss here. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Well, I just wanted to mention that. And
all right, I'll get you Anna
he'll be
tonight.
In all our hearts forever, so.
All right, well, thanks, Lisa. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, good deal.
Take care.
So,
bye-bye.
888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh. We got John in Covington. We got Stacy in Algonquin. Oh, the prayers for missing stuff. Yeah. Well, we got to go to St. Anthony, and we will. And Don is in Beloit. There's room for you too on WGN Radio.
Anna, you come and ask me, girl. You say he loves you more than me. Well, I will set you free. Go with him. Go with him. But Anna, girl, before you go now, I want you to know now, darling, you'll be free to go with him.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and that is Arthur Alexander with the original Anna, Go to Him. Actually, interesting, in the song, it never says go to him, it says go with him. And it's also interesting that Arthur Alexander's wife was Anne, And you'd think that it was a song about her cheating on him, but actually the other was the other way around. He was unfaithful to her. They ultimately got a divorce. But nonetheless, I guess he felt it played better if he were the wronged party. And so it wound up, to be the lyrics of the song. But the best part of it, I thought, in that was the piano riff. And that is Floyd Kramer. I think I mentioned that when I played it last week or so. But Floyd Kramer did a wonderful job on that. Noel Ball produced it. And, talking about some Nashville royalty there. And, of course, Dunnett fame, Florence, Alabama Music Enterprises, which you would expect. A lot of covers of that. The Beatles in Great Britain, it was 63 on that Please Please Me album, but then 64 here. But there's a cover, I got to find this somewhere, a Spanish language cover I heard somewhere in like the mid-90s, and Grupo Pegaso or somebody like that. So I'll look for that in the meantime. All right, so 888-876-5593. We'll get to Stacy in the prayer for missing stuff. Yes, that would be St. Anthony. And Stephanie in Madison has some advice for Stacy. We'll find out what that is. And Don in Beloit wants to talk about Scotty. But John in Covington's been hanging around for quite a while, and he wants to talk about AM radio. So go for it, John. How are you?
I'm fine, Raleigh. I just wanted to, first things first, I didn't call in Monday for the trivia. I was going to, and then I thought, this is Scotty's night. I'm not going to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's Scotty's night.
Well, and so, you know, but he would have loved hearing from every one of you, so, but I understand.
Yeah. Hey, the other thing, before I get to the AM radio part, are you a Marconi Award winner?
No, absolutely not. I don't get awards.
Oh, really?
I've doled them out in my life, but I don't. Nah. I like flying under the radar, actually. I don't want to be in anybody's Hall of Fame, you know. Don't want a funeral. Don't want any eulogies. None of that. I'll just disappear, and that'll be the end of it.
Okay, here we go with the AM radio. And I hate to live in the past, I guess. Technology is a wonderful thing. However, it's like, man, I'm glad I was like 20 when I was 20.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so we used to, a bunch of us, well, I won't say a bunch, four or five of us, we'd go to a trot and track in Trotters and Pacers in Columbus, Ohio, and during the summer. The last race would go off about 10:30. So we'd tune in KMOX.
Mm-hmm.
We made sure the Cardinals were on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
For the ride back, you know.
Yep.
And that was fun. And then also, like, and horse racing and radio. It's just, I don't know, back then, it was a good combination. WHAS, when Churchill was running.
Oh, yeah.
They would do the race of the day at 4:30.
Yes, absolutely. And
not only that, but every race, they would give you the live stretch call and the payoffs.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, it was wonderful. When I did afternoons at a suburban Louisville station in, of all places, Jeffersonville, Indiana, and I had to do the racing results. And
Really? Yeah.
And of course, Keeneland was interesting because they didn't allow announcers in Lexington.
Oh, yeah. You're exactly right. Yeah.
So I would have to do these results. And so every now and then, well, like twice a week or so, I'd throw in races that didn't exist, and they'd all be radio people, like the Paul Drew Stakes. And anyway, apparently there were some people who had a lot of money riding on these various races, and they were not happy because they kept looking around for these races that I was giving results on that, of course, didn't exist. And I called into the general manager office. I said, are you inventing races? Yeah, I am. Stop that now. And so that's all he said was, stop that today. And I never found out what kind of phone call he got, but there was no discussion.
Okay, and then when Keeneland would run, when they would have their live meets, WLAP.
Mm. Right, in Lexington, of course.
Yeah, AM 630.
Right.
Yeah, and they wouldn't give, of course, like you said, no announcer, but they give you the results.
Right,
and then
right.
Even there's a cheap track here in Cincinnati. It was called River Downs. Now
sure.
It's Belterra Park, but
right.
It's still a cheap track. Anyway, WNOP.
Right, absolutely. NOP, where the owner was so damn cheap, the station was located in floating barrels in the river.
That's exactly right.
Wouldn't pay, and it was three barrels. I went there, actually. I had to see it. Three barrels snapped together. And it was funny because the guy had been an admiral in the Navy, and he also owned restaurants. And so everybody thought that this was his nautical deal. It wasn't his nautical deal. He didn't want to pay the taxes. And so here were these, and for a while they were like, if you remember, half comedy and half jazz.
Absolutely.
And they had that. Idea at the top of the hour, Willa Willa, and all that. And I'd listen to them, so I had to see it. And sure enough, they'd have to replace those records fairly regularly because there were these three like oil drums rounded, snapped together, and they must have been tracking 50 grams on those records. I don't know how they managed to get them not to skip. But yes, I remember it very well. And then, of course, you mentioned Riverdance. Of course, close to home in Columbus was Scioto Downs.
Yeah, I wonder what that's called now. I'm sure one of the casinos took the name.
Isn't it like El Dorado, Scioto Downs?
Oh, it could be, but back then it was just Scioto Downs.
Yeah, it was Scioto Downs, exactly. Yeah. And of course, as you know, it's SCIO, so if you had anybody new on the board and they weren't from the area, they would have the results from, you know, Scioto.
I heard it's called Scioto.
Right, no.
I'll tell you a quick story, if I may, about we were up there like 1977 it was, and the quarterback, the compulsive gambler, Art Schleister. Art Schleister, he would be up there, of course, you know, it'd be summertime and football. He's a football quarterback for Ohio State.
And ex Colts,
yeah. Compulsive gambler. Anyway, he'd have three girls, every one of them, just gorgeous.
Right.
When you seen him there, you did not want, because your horse, you could have liked the horse that was 8-1. Well, right. Schleister bet on him and knocked him down to 8-5 because he would bet so much money on it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And sadly, I read, you know, he was in prison, as you know, and then when he got out of prison, he was charged with cocaine possession. And, and it was less than a year after prison, and those were the fraud charges because of the ticket scheme. You know, he built millions of dollars. But anyway, he was found unresponsive in a hotel room from cocaine, and they resuscitated him, you know, Narcan and all that. And, you know, they had a picture of him, I remember, and I look, because when he was young, he was like a dashing guy. And, man, they had this picture. No, forget about that. That's all gone. And, and so last I heard, I don't know what happened with that, because he was charged with a felony for that. Like I say, less than a year after he was released, and not only Ohio State, but he was with the Baltimore Colts and all that kind of stuff. And it looked like he was going to do well, because he got out of prison just a couple of years ago, I think 2 years ago right now. And then
it's a very sad story because...
Hang on a minute.
Of course,
stay right where you are. John says, nothing waits for the news, not even me, so we'll pick it up there on WGN Radio.
Lay down your wand and surrender to me. Lay down your wand and love me peacefully. Yeah. Use your arms for loving me, baby. That's the way it's gotta be. Forget the other boys, cause my love is real. Come off your battlefield. Lay down your arms and surrender to me. Lay down your arms and love me peacefully. Yeah. Use your arms for squeezing and pleasing the one who loves you so. Someday you're gonna retreat, cause my love
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. More Arthur Alexander. Yeah, out just before Anna. And it was Buzz Kasen who wrote that. Hey, John just came in and said, Buzz? I said, yep, Buzz wrote it, that's for sure. But that's Arthur Alexander singing it. And a fine, fine 1962 record, Soldier of Love. All right, so 888-876-5593. We're talking to John in Covington. And, you know, I love the tabloids. So stories like Art and his downfall are pretty amazing here. So here's the deal. I read where he would have gotten out on early release from Florence when he was doing the federal time, but apparently they discovered he was gambling from prison, if you can believe this. So he never
same thing.
Yeah, never
stopped. I heard the same thing.
Right, never stopped gambling. Anyway, he gets out, but the other thing is they're claiming, and this was in January of this year, after, of course, they have to plead guilty to the fact that he was using cocaine because they found him unresponsive from cocaine in this Hampton Inn in Ohio. Okay, so fine. But his lawyers are claiming, look, he has dementia and he has Parkinson's and you can't send him back to jail. This is January 5th. After that, it's been like the cone of silence. I've heard absolutely nothing. So what have you heard?
Pretty much, yeah, that's about it, really. I do know in between this last prison, he was in before, and then when he got out, he was hosting a talk show, on a real small station in Cincinnati.
Which one?
WSAI, I believe.
Oh, well, 1360, my God.
Right.
Well, in its heyday, that was no small station. Are you kidding?
Oh, yeah. As a kid, oh, my God. Casey Petrowski.
Oh, absolutely. You betcha. And he's still around in Southern California now. But, yeah, I remember their studios were at West 8th and Matson Place up
That's
there.
That's exactly right.
And I was going to say, I remember when Charlie Murdoch got the job as general manager there. I'd gone to visit him, and he says, look at this view. And I'm looking out the window, and he's looking at the Queen Towers and the pool with all the girls. I'm like, oh, God.
Well, that's quite a view.
Yeah, right, exactly. But I was looking, my God, it was a beautiful view of downtown, too. So, yeah.
Okay, quickly, have you ever, if you've been to Keeneland, have you ever been the back way to get to the track?
I'm sure I have.
Well, you would take exit 6, and that put you on State Route 1998.
Uh-huh.
And, it's called Old Frankfort Pike.
Right, absolutely.
So you've been there.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, you go across the railroad, you park down by the water tower, and then it's quite a walk,
yeah.
But you walk past the stables and things like that.
Yeah.
And, also during that time period, they had Phyllis Diller. I guess she would do it for whatever, like she would do it for Oaklawn Park mm-hmm. Residents or whatever. But she would call it a syndicated commercial. And I don't know what she was pushing, but it was kind of cute. She would say, oh, my horse, I bet a horse the other day, he went off at 5-2. Didn't cross the wire till 2:30.
That's funny.
And then also there's a trot and track in Lebanon, Ohio, past the Golden Lamb, if you know where that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it was called Lebanon Raceway. Now I think it's called Northfield. But and we were just racetrack bumps. I mean, we all worked full time, but we were single. We were just racetrack bumps, but they had a really good deal. You could get open face roast beef sandwich or with mashed potatoes or open face meatloaf with mashed potatoes and a Rolling Rock cream ale for $5.
Oh, man. Oh,
yeah,
man.
And we were just racetrack bumps.
No, at Lebanon, they had that enclosed grandstand. It was a big glass-enclosed thing. Yeah, I remember that. And, the cradle of drivers. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Half-mile track,
yes.
Twice around.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'll call you again soon,
I'm
Raleigh,
counting on
and I
it.
Appreciate your time.
All right, if you know what happened to Art, if he's back in jail, let me know, because I can't find out.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate
See
it. Yeah, like I say, January 5th, he was in court, and, you know, obviously he was guilty, but, and this is a real fall from grace. I mean, this was a guy who was a star all the way around, and just like I say, good-looking guy, quarterback and all that, and, yeah, just addicted to gambling, and then he did this... this ticket scam where he sold millions of dollars of tickets, but except nobody ever got them. And it was one of those. And so that's why there were federal charges as well on that one. But all right, now before we get to Stacy, Stephanie has advice for Stacy. So let's find out what it is first. So Stephanie, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you. Thank you. First, I want to let you know, I totally enjoyed the request. You know, I loved hearing mine. And then the Bunker Hill.
Oh, yeah.
It was a blast. And then, I love Soldier of Love. But what I want to say to Stacy is, and this in part, I worked in healthcare way, way back when, and worked with an agency that dealt with complaints against licensees. But, I had an experience where I got a severe sinus infection that would not heal. And I went to this doctor that had taken care of my aunt, but he was an absolute, to me, I mean, and he had a reputation for being an absolute jerk. Really impatient, really temperamental, really, you know. But I want to tell her that, first of all, you know, people sometimes will say, oh, it's no, but, you know, just blow it off. It's just, you know, just put up with it. You know, people, patients, you go in there a lot, you're vulnerable, okay? And you don't sometimes know how vulnerable you really are emotionally or psychologically. You have a right to be treated with absolute respect and kindness and sensitivity and have your questions answered. I was very disturbed when I heard her story. Yeah. I felt really bad. And I would definitely make it a priority to find somebody else. This guy that I initially had, I surgery right away. And I would not go back to my post-surgical. I was referred, nurses, a lot of times nurses really know about, you know, doctors and other professionals. And this one nurse mentioned this other doctor, your ear, nose, and throat doctor. And I went, and I was so glad. Not only was she extremely competent, but just an absolutely wonderful person. And her nurse was, too. I was treated like a human being, and treated with, you know, just respect. But also, we actually would have fun, when I would go in there. Also, I was thinking, too, if she gets a wound nurse or wound care person, if they could help her with the toenails. It isn't always easy because my back gets stiff sometimes. I'm real short, but, putting your feet up on pillows or propping yourself up with pillows and stuff can be helpful, or maybe soaking in a hot tub first and then doing it. In filing a complaint or complaining, if it's it may or may not make a difference. I mean, I don't necessarily tell people that, you know, I don't push people to do that. If it can be helpful for the people to know about this person, but you know, you don't deserve that. That's just ridiculous. But you'll get people that will kind of, oh, no, come on. You know, it's just one time, or it's just, just ignore the person or whatever. That's garbage. So, anyway, that's loving your show, and I'm thinking about Scotty, and love to all you guys. This really is a family. You know, we have a community here, and I just want to thank you all, especially you, Raleigh. So
what are your requests? I know you got requests.
Oh, I sure do. Oh, yes. I was going to request Soldier of Love. Right Around the Corner by the Five Royales. Have I requested that one before? I love that song.
Okay.
Love that song. And I loved all the doo-wop, but, you know, it's for Scotty. I just love it all. Gene Chandler, of course, I love Duke of Earl. And there's a song about something about a rainbow.
Well, Rainbow, yeah. Of course. And then he
yeah,
redid
Rainbow.
It.
I love that yeah. song. Mm-hmm. Wow. James Brown, Please, Please, Please.
Mm-hmm.
I love that song. And
okay.
You know, there's other ones. And I've heard some. I think you played Think by that was covered by somebody else, but James Brown, or they didn't cover it. They may have done it first.
Yeah, the Five Royales.
Yeah, yeah, okay, there you go. Because I had an album, James Brown album, it had Think, and it had, Good Lovin', Good Love. Got Something for You, Baby, that you never had. Good Lovin', Good Lovin'. Anyway, I'm throwing a bunch at you, so thank you.
I will do it. Yes, and Think, of course, like I say, the Five Royales, and Loman Pauling wrote it. So,
I love that song.
When James Brown redid it, that was great for Loman Pauling. All right, so we'll do it. Thanks.
All right, my dear.
Appreciate
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So we'll find out what's going on with Stacey, and we'll review the St. Anthony prayer, find out what she lost first, and will St. Anthony bring it back? You'd be surprised. We've got Don and Beloit, we've got Elizabeth and Rock Falls, and we got plenty of time left for you here on WGN Radio.
Right around the corner, that's where my baby stays. Right around the corner, that's where my baby stays. And I can get to my honey's house 15 different ways. Well, I can go around the side, I can cut through the back. I broke a picket off the fence so I can squeeze through the crack. Right around the corner, that's where my baby stays. Right around the corner, that's where my baby stays. And I can get to my honey's house 15 different ways.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. King Records, 1956, right around the corner. The Five Royales, of course, for Stephanie. All right, so we'll get to Stacy here in a moment, but we're going to find out what's going on in the world at large, then get to Donna Beloit and Elizabeth and Rock Falls, and there's plenty of room for you because we got another hour of this right here on WGN Radio.
My love is gone forever, but deep down in my heart, I'll love her forever. There
WGN Radio. I'm Riley James. It is 1962 on VJ. It was a flip side for Gene Chandler, and Curtis Mayfield wrote it. The A side was You Threw a Lucky Punch, the answer record to Mary Wells' You Beat Me to the Punch, which Don Covey wrote the answer. But it was interesting because Rainbow became so popular as a flip side that later on Constellation, a couple years later in 1965, they re-released Rainbow 65. But there you have it. Frankly, I like the A side better. You Threw a Lucky Punch, but that's just me. All right, so we will get to things that just aren't on the shelves anymore, because I was just about to, it's happened to be twice in the last couple days, I was just about to order some more croutons. Yeah, I like Rothbury Farms. They're my favorite. And anyhow, I get them at Walmart. And so I go to Walmart.com, and they're out of stock, and I haven't seen them on any of the shelves in a while, and I can't seem to find them. So I thought, not another one, because the one that was just a crushing blow to me is I had a favorite ALA, alpha lipoic acid. And what I loved about it was a very small pill. It was also all naturally sourced, and I loved the company, Answers from Nature. They were a little Los Angeles area company that been family-owned, been around since like 2008. And I realized I order in quantity. So the last time I actually ordered from these people was 2016. And so I'm down to my last bottle and last 20 or so pills. I think I'll get some more Answers from Nature's ALA. The company is gone, just absolutely gone, disappeared, and I'm just heartbroken. And it seems more and more that I'm looking for things that I'm used to buying, and they've just disappeared from the shelves. And since I'm usually a quantity buyer, it'll be a while before I notice they're gone, so I can't even get the end-of-life stock. But my croutons better be coming back. I know my ALA won't be coming back because this company is just gone, but I'm hoping for the croutons. All right, so enough about that, and let's get on to Stacy and see what is going on in her life today. So, Stacy, you need the St. Anthony prayer, so what are you missing?
Well, this is the craziest thing. It's a comb I had in my purse, and I've had this comb for years and years and years.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, I look at my, it's nowhere to be found.
Uh-huh. All right. So you need St. Anthony. Now, firstly, as you know, we use this as a secular prayer, but this actually is not a secular prayer, the real version of it. It's a Catholic prayer, and you get into all sorts of things that you probably won't care about. You just want your item. So here mm-hmm. is, and I understand that. I really do. So so we'll just cut to the chase with the easy part, and we won't talk about St. Anthony being the perfect imitator of Jesus or any of that. We'll just cut to the chase, and here we go. So I had it in front of me because I say this all the time, and I thought, well, let me get it straight. And now, of course, now that I am looking for this, it's basically St. Anthony, please come around. I'm looking for something that cannot be found. Please help me find, and then mention what it is that you want. And so,
Saint Anthony.
Yeah, so St. Anthony, please come
Anthony.
Around. Yeah, please come around.
Oh, okay.
Something is lost and needs to be found.
Needs to be found.
Yeah, and then then just tell them what you want. Say, St. Anthony, I've lost my comb. I need for you to help me find it. Last time I saw it, you can talk to as much as you want. And that's the deal. But you know, it's a prayer for miracles as far as that goes. And Saint Anthony was the patron saint.
Also,
yeah.
Also, everything. You know, when I go, my doctor's office called.
Yeah.
And my doctor, the nurse told me. They heard about how the doctor was. The only good thing he said to me was how many pairs of diabetic shoes I'm allowed.
Okay.
And so I told Judy, and she said, we want to know if how the doctor was and everything. And I told her.
Yeah.
So Dr. Peterson, he's going to get me another doctor when I'm ready to go.
Okay, good.
And then... So everything, actually, I was going to say...
Has worked out.
Everything, when I go to the foot doctor and stuff, it's all under my health insurance and my Medicare.
Right.
So So that's why I go to this with doctors, because it's all under insurance, Medicare.
Right.
So that's great.
Right.
But I also have some requests.
Okay.
Okay. I would like, can you play Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars' Uptown Funk?
Okay.
And also, you could pick it out, another Alan Jackson.
Okay.
And another great Tina Turner.
Okay. All right.
I couldn't have another... oh, no, I'll leave that one go.
Okay. So Alan Jackson, Tina Turner, and Mark Ronson with Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk.
Right, okay. Right. And, sure. No, and I did all my stuff on my legs and everything. I wanted to tell you, Raleigh.
Okay.
I took off leggings and all that, and I did my cleaning and my moisturizing.
Good.
So I did everything I was supposed to do.
And is the wound healing?
Yeah, I mean... they look okay, and, you know, I just have to get, you know, keep my feet up and get this, you know, the swelling down and everything.
All right. Now, I don't know if they deal with this, because allopathic medicine usually doesn't pay it much mind, but how is your diet?
Oh, I've been doing pretty good.
Okay.
Because my last diabetes rate was 6.4.
Yeah, well, that's your A1C, and that's good that you're keeping your blood in check. But I'm talking about not only for sugar, but just in general, eating healthy things that aren't processed, preferably, and don't contain additives.
I have salads.
Good.
And I have, well, I mean, I eat lean cuisine, but they're nice dinners.
Well, they're not, actually.
And like
but,
I say,
you see, that's what I'm saying. They're not. It's okay to do that once in a while, but that's not good for you. That's processed food. So you want to eat as much natural as you can. You want to eat fresh
cereal.
Cereal? No, there's no cereal you can eat that's okay.
What about bananas, fruit? Yeah,
bananas are good, and they're a good source of potassium. Bananas are quite rich in sugar, so you don't want to make a staple of them, but bananas are good. Fruit is excellent. Your berries are your best choices. Your blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, those are all good. Just don't put sugar on them.
Okay. Oh no, I never do.
Right, exactly.
Even when I take my coffee,
right.
I don't really even put the sweet and low.
Well,
because I make excellent coffee, so good. I don't need to really put anything
good.
In there.
Good, and I'm glad to hear that, because sweet and low is not, you know, not a healthy additive. That's absolutely chemicals. So you want to try and stay away from that kind of stuff. The more you can do,
I'm trying to be very careful.
Oh, I know. No,
What else should I?
Well, the big thing is to, like I say, things that are fresh and you prepare rather than things that come out of the frozen food or things that come in a can or a jar or a box. Stay away from all of those. Make it yourself. Vegetables are great. And fruit is great. It really is. You don't want to drink fruit juice, but you want to eat the fruit. And the reason you don't want to drink the fruit juice is it's far too much sugar when it condenses like that. The more you can do to stay away from anything packaged, the more your body will thank you, because there's a number of things in packaged foods that you don't really think about, such as the oils, that are absolutely not good for you because they've got a lot of linoleic acid and things like that. So you want to stay away from that. So I always say shop the outside aisles of the grocery, like the vegetables, things like that, the fruits, you know, just don't.
What about any type of nuts?
Well, yeah, nuts is both good and bad. Here, if you can get raw nuts, sure. But if you're going to get nuts that are roasted or salted or whatever, and they've been basically treated in oil, well, you got the oil problem again. And You know, linoleic acid wasn't really a problem at all until the mid-1800s, and that's about the time that we started reducing things to liquid oil for ease in cooking. But your body doesn't like it, though, trust me.
Good grief, what can we eat?
Oh, I know. And you know, Stacey, this is such a problem in America because our FDA is such a joke, and they allow so many things that are so bad for us that it really requires vigilance. But, you know, like you mentioned cereal, the only cereal I can think you can eat, you could probably have just absolutely plain old-fashioned oatmeal if you cooked it yourself.
That's a problem. I don't. The only thing I make is coffee. I don't know how to cook. When Raldo was here, he was the cook.
Okay. See, now here's okay. So Raldo sadly has been gone over a year now. All right. And so you're entering a new phase of your life, whether you like it or not. That's the truth. And this phase is for Stacey to learn how to be independent. And there are probably there are probably free cooking classes at libraries. There's probably things online. But if you're saying I can't even make oatmeal, you know, we're saying we've got to get you to where you're comfortable. Now, believe me, I'm not suggesting you do something that's going to involve a pressure cooker or burning the house down or anything like that.
Nope.
We want to start it. I mean, obviously, you know how to make toast, and nothing has burned down from the toast, I'm sure. So that's a start.
Oh, I don't even eat toast, actually.
Well, that's good. That's good. Mm. I'm glad to hear it, because there's very, very few breads that would be healthy. You know, there could be one or two. But
bananas are good.
Yes,
bananas.
Yes, they are. Now, not an overload of them, because it is a high in sugar fruit, but, you know, limited bananas, you betcha. Like, if you want a banana at night as a snack, absolutely healthy.
Okay.
But more berries, and if you can put the berries in plain yogurt, nothing that's sweetened, but plain yogurt. And you might like the Greek yogurt. It's a thicker yogurt. You might like the European
yogurt. I don't like yogurt.
Well, I understand. It's a taste you learn to like, and I don't blame you. But you see, I want you to be able to put the fruit in something. And, you know, I'd say a little cottage cheese might be all right, depending upon what brand, because there's a lot of additives in that. But
now, if you get cottage cheese, can you mix the cottage cheese with something?
Well, you can mix it with the fruit. But again, when you say cottage cheese, become a label reader. In fact, the only cottage cheese I know that I will let John eat is Daisy. I also only want full fat food. I never want low fat. If the word says low fat, I want nothing to do with it, because the way they make low fat is to increase sugar or other content that you don't want. Full fat is perfectly fine. And so, you know, I'd get a full fat yogurt that was plain. I know it's terrible, but same with cottage cheese. If you look at Daisy, you'll find out that there's really no additives in it. And, you know, if you like it, you know, so those are some starters, but the more we can get you on a pure diet, you know, that doesn't have processed foods, the better off your body's going to be.
Okay.
And we got to get you cooking.
Okay.
All right.
And I'm a trooper.
Well, these are the things. See, ultimately, you're going to need to be independent, because you won't be able for the rest of your life to rely on friends or things like that, or you know, family or relatives. You're going to have to do things for yourself. And so it's biting the bullet and getting to where you can.
I hope to meet more people, too.
Well, that may be, but you can't expect them to help you. This is what I'm saying. You have to become self-sufficient. This is really important, because if you're depending upon people, you're putting yourself in a position where you're going to be let down. You're not going to get the things you need. And also, you'll have friend fatigue. They'll say, this is enough, you know, even if they don't tell you to your face. So we got to make you independent, and that's the stage of your life you are now in.
So pasta's no good at all?
Pasta's not great, but if you're going to do pasta, you want to make sure it's 100% whole wheat pasta, and it probably isn't coming out of a package.
Okay.
But, you know, now, as a treat every now and then, but you see, you're saying pasta. Well, you won't even boil the pasta. So you're getting it in something that is like a frozen dinner, and that's out as far as I'm concerned, because that is going to be prepackaged. It's going to have additives and a lot of other preservatives and things that you don't want in your body. So if you're telling me I'm ready to go out and get 100% whole grain pasta, I'm willing to boil the water and get it in there. I'm willing to make the sauce, because that's the other thing. There ain't no pasta sauce out of a jar. You want to make it. And you want to make it from, you know, crushing some tomatoes and some other things that are easy to do once you get used to it. If I can do it, anyone can do it. Trust me. You know, I got to deal with the fire department. I don't cook, they don't come. And I have. I burned down two places. So I know, you know, one was all because of that damn rice casserole. And you've never seen drapes when they're covered in a mushroom sauce with, you know, rice in it. You can't tell the glass difference when it implodes. I mean, and the other was just, the other was just a hamburger. And I forgot about the oxygen fueling fire, and I opened the door, and well, if you've ever seen a wall phone melt, it's like a giant marshmallow.
Oh,
so, anyway, so you know, I've had my share, but at this point, I can actually safely do minor things because I just won't let John near a lot of foods, and you know, we haven't been evicted, and so, and I haven't burned down anything I own, so all is all is pretty good. So you can do this, but look at it like it's an adventure. Your goal should be, and you know, set a reasonable length of time. Say the next year, just like the first year, you're dealing with the grief, and that's normal.
Right.
But now we got to get you out of that and say, within 1 year, I will be independent. Now, independent doesn't mean you can.
My new life.
Yes.
My new life.
But that's you. That's not finding somebody else to help you. That's you. And here's the deal. There are things that you will need help with. That's why I say a wound care nurse would be good if you can get one, you know, people like that. But you don't want to be in a position where you're relying on friends to take you places or whatever. You want to figure out, how can I do this without having to call a friend?
I was thinking of going to a place where it's like with a lot of seniors.
All good.
Where they, where it's like... assisted living?
Well, you could do that, but now assisted living can be great because you would not have to worry about a lot of things. But remember, when you're dealing with assisted living, you are giving up a certain amount of independence. For some people, that's a great trade-off. And there's levels of it too. You know, there's independent assisted living where, you know, your meals will be prepared, but basically you'll be on your own. You know, and they vary. I mean, some of these are truly the Cadillac of places, but some of those you look at the price tags and say, oh my God. You know, but others are more affordable. Now, when they're more affordable, you want to make sure it's something you're comfortable living in. But I have no problem with suggesting you do assisted living. But even if you do that, I want you to do as much independent things as you can. We got to get you there. We got to get you there. And that's, it's good for your mind as well. So, so you know, we're no longer, you know, you'll always be in grief mode, and I understand that, but we're no longer in active grief mode. We're now in concentrate on Stacy and get her independent.
The second part of my life.
That's right. And, you know, take a look at some of the assisted living places. You don't have to necessarily sign up and decide you're going, but see what the options are.
Right, and
see what cost is, you know, in terms of that. Do you own your home now? That it's a condo, right?
No, the house. Have to. Maybe Tracy will help me with getting a real estate person.
Okay, but you
probably have to sell the house.
Right, but you own it. You own it is what I'm saying. So you want to find out what the value of it is, and then see where you could go that would make sense. In other words, just start doing a little bit of research now and then.
Okay.
All right. And keep in touch. I want to hear the progress because we're going to make progress this year. I promise you, Stacy. I'm going to force you.
Okay.
All right.
I will.
Okay. Bye,
yes,
Pot.
This is Raleigh.
All right. Okay. Talk to you soon. Bye. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah. It's time to get Stacy into independence, and we can, together, we can all do that. All right. So we'll get to Donna Beloit and Elizabeth in Rock Falls. Elizabeth is next, actually. She's been waiting for so long, and I'm so sorry, but we're going to talk music, I do believe. And Fran and Austin, James on the South Side, and room for you, too, as we continue on the Raleigh James Show.
He don't.
No.
He don't.
No.
He don't love you like he said he did. Was if he did, he would treat you the way he does. So you go on and find you somebody so you can do the things that you used to do. Someone who knows how to make me forget and make me feel that I never regret.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and well, Stacy wanted it. And so there's some Tina Turner, some Ike Turner, too. That's right. And that's A Fool for a Fool, 1964. And that was on Warner Brothers. So 888-876-5593. And Elizabeth in Rock Falls, thanks for waiting, and welcome back to WGN Radio, Elizabeth.
Hi, Raleigh.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to tell you, last night you played a song. It was at 11:25.
Okay.
I was in the kitchen in my bathrobe and my stocking feet, taking my pills. And that song came on. I think it was Hocus Pocus.
Oh, no, I didn't play Hocus Pocus by Focus. I mentioned that, but I didn't play it. Let me tell you what I played. Let me find the list. Yeah, okay. That's... I started with some Since I Don't Have You, Lenny Welch and the Skyliners, Don McLean. Then the second hour, Barbara Lewis, Baby I'm Yours, Little Anthony Imperials, Tears on My Pillow, Big Joe Turner, Hide and Seek. And that's what I think I played. And then Bunker Hill, Hide and Go Seek.
Well, it was something that just got me dancing like crazy.
Maybe it was Hide and Go Seek. Bunker Hill, let me have you play a little of that, and you tell me if it's...
Hey, man, look here, man. Let's get together tonight and play some hide and go see. What's that? Let's get together and play some hide and go see. Let's go. What's that? Well, I'm in love, love, love. Take a hug, love.
Was that it?
No. I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a big club record at the teen clubs in the 60s because it was a definite dancer. Yeah, and it's so funny because poor Bunker Hill got kicked out of the Mighty Clouds of Joy for doing it. Yeah. Yeah, it's at Bunker Hill, Hide and Go Seek. Yes, 1965
well,
on Mella.
I was in my stack and feet on the hardwood floor.
Oh, wow. Perfect.
And I was going to town, and poor Mr. Chubbs looked at me like I'd lost my mind.
Well, our animals put up with us no matter what.
I don't know if you've seen anybody dancing before.
Yeah, well, there you go. Bunker Hills did it for you. Good.
He had a shock the other morning.
Yeah.
I put him out the back door, and there were 3 new horses in the pasture behind me.
Oh.
And he looked up and started barking. I finally had to drag him back in.
Oh,
but
man.
The horses didn't mind a bit. They just gave him a glance and went on eating.
Oh, that's
hilarious.
But
now every day when he goes out, he just gives one bark, and that's it. Yeah, just, I guess, say, here I am, still here.
So at least he's getting used to the horses, if not fully getting along with the horses. Well, good.
No. And I'm enjoying them. I love watching them.
Oh, yeah. Things. Yeah, animals are the best.
You know, Raleigh, I have a song stuck in my head that I can't get out.
All right. What is it?
I don't want to hear it.
Okay.
But I don't want to set the world on fire by the Ink Spots.
Okay.
And every morning I wake up with that song in my head all day long. I can't get rid of it. Do you have any tips?
Oh man, those earworms. It's very difficult, and yeah, that's from 1941 on Decca. I remember that record, not from when it was new, mind you, but I remember that record. They actually played that in an episode of The Simpsons. If you're ready for that, yeah, right, exactly. I don't know. I have that happen periodically, but I haven't had any that lasted like for weeks or months. How long has this been going on?
It's been about 2 weeks.
Okay, well, that's not too long yet then. You know, let's hope it isn't a harbinger of things to come, given the lyrics.
Well, I don't have anyone to set a flame in anyone's heart.
Oh, yeah, well, and you don't want to set anything in fire. I'm on fire,
no,
obviously.
No.
Yes, yes. Have one desire, that one is you. All right, well, no one else will do. Yeah. All right. Well, you'll have to keep me posted. I want to know how long this lasts. And is it going to be replaced with another song?
Well, that's what I'm afraid of. Something else is going to...
Well, that, and it could be much worse. It could be they're coming to take me away, haha. So you just never know.
Well, the song is very pretty. And I read somewhere songs that have a lot of tone changes up and mm-hmm. down the scale uh-huh. are more catchy.
Yeah.
And that one does, you know.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It was Benny Benjamin and everybody else there wrote it specifically for their range, and they do a good job of it.
It's very mellow.
Yeah. Well, but I won't play it. I won't encourage it.
No. Okay, well, if you can think of anything.
Well, you know, let's throw that out there, because I'm sure everybody listening has had an earworm. How do you get rid of it? All right. Mm-hmm. Well, and I'll keep this up tomorrow night too, since the show's almost over, and we'll find out what the suggestions are on how to get rid of earworms. All right.
Great.
Good deal.
Great.
Thanks.
I love listening.
Good deal. Appreciate it. Okay. Thanks. Thanks, Elizabeth. Okay. Bye. All right. So 888-876-5593. We'll get to Fran in Austin. We got Laura in Willowbrook, who's got some requests. All right, Laura. And Don and Beloit James on the South Side. Room for you. If we don't get to you tonight, we got 3 big hours tomorrow starting at 10 Central. So there will be plenty of room then right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Ronnie James. And yeah, that was a group of Picasso, and they were a Monterrey group in Mexico. And in 1984, they put out an album, Hola Como Estás, which was one of their singles, Amor Vendido. And Ana was in there. Now, clearly, they didn't know about Arthur Alexander, because the writer's credits on this album go to Lennon and McCartney. But the first time I heard it was... Oh, gosh, it probably was around the time it came out, maybe a year later, the mid-80s. And there used to be a radio station it wasn't in Nogales, it was somewhere not far from El Centro. And you'd be driving on I-8 and you'd pick it up. And it was Dejitos de los Estados Unidos. And it was all of our U.S. records sung by people in Spanish, for better or worse. And some were good and some were, you know, questionable, to say the least. But that's where Ana, and came up earlier. And there you have it, Grupo Picasso. They split up not too long after that. They went into factions. One of the members became something else, and the other ones continued as Picasso. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, they were, for a moment there, they were stars on Dejitos de los Estados Unidos. I don't know whatever happened to that format. Clearly, it might have been syndicated, but I don't know to where, actually, to say the least. Fran is in Austin. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. Well, I had a whole other subject, but now I want to talk about earworms.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I have them all the time, and I've had them all my life, and there's always, I call it my mind or my mental soundtrack. There's always some music running in the background.
How do you get rid of ones you don't like? Like, if the playlist turns not to your liking, what do you do?
You just have to wait until it goes away.
Oh, God. What's the longest you've been stuck?
I'll tell you the things I've tried.
Yeah.
Okay. I read somewhere that you can get rid of an earworm by listening to the song that is your earworm.
Okay.
Which didn't make any sense to me, but I thought, okay.
I'll try it, yeah.
I will try it. And I tried it, and that didn't work.
Okay.
And, you know, I've tried, like, sometimes, you know, just listen to other stuff. You know, just listen to other stuff, and maybe you'll get,
mm-hmm.
it'll switch from one earworm to another. Sometimes it works. Most of the time it doesn't. It just kind of goes away, and the next one pops in. But your, one time I remember I had, Papa Loves Mambo.
Oh, God.
Or Mama Loves Mambo stuck in my head. And then, right after that, I got, what is that called? South American Way.
Oh, God.
Aye.
Oh, God.
Stuck in my head. And that was the only part I knew.
Oh,
you know,
God.
It's like, da, 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 you know, South American Way. And, yeah, but the only way I really know to, you know, there's not anything that I have found. I would be really interested to hear what people have to say. But the biggest earworm I have is your theme song.
Which were do-do-do-ba-a?
Yeah, I get that stuck in my head. And, you know, because I hear it when I listen to the show.
Oh, man,
so
I'm so
when
sorry.
I get up in the morning, I'm humming it.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Man, I should go back to Julia's her name.
Oh, I get that. I used to get that stuck in my head, too.
Oh, God.
Oh, I love that one. Yeah. I haven't heard that in a long time.
Yeah, it comes up on KJ
quite
a bit.
Friday Night Show.
Yeah, right, exactly. That was my exit song. Yeah, Rene Touze. All right. Well, you've ended the show, speaking of that. So,
okay.
Talk to you again maybe tomorrow night. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
All right,
bye.
And apologies to Laura. Laura, don't go away, because after the show, she called for requests. I'm going to find out what they are so I can play them tomorrow. James, call me back earlier tomorrow. And Don and Beloit, definitely. I want to talk to you, too. So 21 hours from now, we'll do it all again. Until then, this is a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air, John for screening your calls, you especially for calling. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.